What's going on, guys? Before we get to the show, just want to remind everyone, if you want to hear the full episode, go on the Patreon, patreon.com/MPGA. $1 a month gets you the audio and the video. Just a reminder to everyone, that's patreon.com/MPGA. And also, West Coast, Vegas, we are doing a live episode on March 23rd in Vegas. All the information for tickets are in the show notes. We'd love to see some of you West Coast people there. We got lots of stuff in store. It's going to be an awesome one. And now to the show. What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Making Podcasts Great Again. I am your tech stuff guy, Jay Nogg. And we are here, of course, with the President of the United States of Mar-a-Lago of America, Mr. Donald J. Trump. Mr. President, how are you today?
Well, we got a little bit of a cough. It's got a cough. And I wouldn't be
surprised.
Not
COVID, right? It's not COVID.
Well, we don't even say that word. But if I sound a little off, I think the Democrats might be trying to poison me. How about that? Mm. They see how strongly I'm doing. They see how weakly Sleepy Joe. They see how weakly he's doing, and I think they're trying to poison me. But I'm gonna have, remember when Michael Jordan, they tried to poison him in Utah, probably Mitt Romney. And he went and had 920 points with the flu. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have a 900 point game politically.
Okay.
Which, by the way, that means we win 500 electoral votes and sleep with 400 hookers. That's how you get to 900.
I was wondering how you twisted that, and I appreciate explaining that.
Whatever happened to 1-900 numbers? Now it's all 1-800. Everybody wants it for free. Remember when you'd get premium content? That was like the phone sex equivalent of Patreon back then.
The internet. No one needs 1-800 numbers when you have internet.
I guess.
Yeah.
I think we were a better country back then when you could talk to a sexy woman on the phone.
Have you ever took part in that, or you just heard about those things?
Well, no, we would prank call Fred Trump and I. I don't want to give away the traditions, but we would prank call phone sex people. And we'd have a thing where we'd say, if she's actually attractive, we'll have sex with her. But if she shows up and she's a liar and she's a hideous beast, we'd put her in a trunk and push that car into the ocean and say, bye-bye, whale.
What a romantic. Mr. President, I wanted to see if you saw Sleepy Joe's State of the Union. Did you happen to catch any of it?
What an angry guy. You know, he's such an – he was shouting. He was angry. You know, it was one of the nastiest State of the Unions I've ever seen. He's a very angry guy.
When someone shoots you up with 5,000 cc's of adrenaline, that's how you act.
I think they did. Remember did you ever see the movie The Rock with Nicholas
– Yes.
Gate. Nicholas Gate and Seth Sean Connery.
Yes.
Who?
Seth Connery.
Okay. And he gets the poison. Maybe that's what I need. And he sticks the needle in his heart. And I think that's what they did to Sleepy Joe. They just took a big needle and jammed him in the heart. And he said, whoa, Jack, and started screaming for an hour. It's very sad for our country. And now they've poisoned me. Maybe I need a needle in the heart.
Were there any positives besides him being crazy? Any positives or negatives that you can think of from the State of the Union?
Lauren Boebert was a total smoke show. She was wearing this like nice, tight, but classy for her. You know, normally she likes to show a little bit of cleavage and doesn't wear underwear, so you have easy access at the theater, but she was actually in a very elegant sort of but form-fitting blue dress.
Speaking of the guests there, George Santos was there, and he said he's going to run for something again. This man is a psycho. It's almost like the mental health of TikTok and school shooters and mass shooters are slipping slowly into Congress.
Well, that's why I've endorsed him very strongly.
See, you approve of his behavior.
Him and his diamond studded collar or whatever the hell he was. He looked like he belonged in the gay club at the, you remember Police Academy when they go to the Blue Oyster?
Yeah.
I thought he was gonna start dancing tango with Matt Gaetz.
That guy is a nut job, but I'm glad you endorse him. Now, did you see Katie Britt? What are your thoughts on this woman?
The fake news media is being very nasty and very harsh on Katie Britt because she's white, she's attractive, she has a family, she's a Christian, and she's very talented. And so they want to take her out. So they're insulting her very nasty. I thought she was great. I thought it was one of the great performances I've ever seen. Because I watch all the porn, okay? I've seen all the porn. And you're not going to find better acting in a single porn movie than Katie Britt did. So it was very powerful, very tough. And I found myself at times wanting to have sex with her, and at times sympathizing with her, and at times agreeing with her. So it was the whole range, a lot of range for Katie Britt. She's a very young, very talented senator. And I was proud of her. The fake news media maybe thought she did a horrible job, but they're stupid.
I was wondering what you thought of her, if you thought she was sexy or attractive or a possibility in your future.
Well, on the one hand, she sounded at times like a phone sex operator. And at other times, she sounded like she had severe mental health issues. So, in other words, extremely attractive. That is a killer combination, possibly literally. You know, I looked at her family and I said, I could see her doing a, you know, one of those, I killed my husband, I drove my kids into a lake sort of situation. She has big kill my husband, drive my kids into a lake energy.
Way too long for a title, but it's beautiful.
I don't think it is. I don't think it is.
A sentence. Play it back. I wanted to ask you, Mr. President, did you happen to see the Oscars? I know you saw a little of it because you did Truth at Jimmy Kimmel, which we'll get into in a
No,
sec.
as you know, if you've listened to the show, I don't know if you've ever been the tech stuff guy. I think this is your first time. But I've you know, I don't watch the radical left stuff. You know, it's always nasty and it's always weak. So I was channel surfing and I think maybe I caught 3 hours at most of the Oscars. And boy, oh boy. I mean, Kimmel, just do your job. Look at him. He has to bring me into it. He has to bring me into it. It's sad. It's actually sad. You know, and most of those artists are radical left, but not all of them. There's some decent people in that room.
But they do make fun of everyone. They made fun of people's, former drug addictions. I think they poked fun at everyone. But I know you have a history of Jimmy Kimmel. I know
Oh,
Jimmy
yeah, but
Kimmel
did they
is.
make fun of Obama? Did you hear any Obama jokes?
But Obama really has is not relevant, except
Did you
for
hear any?
the his pool
Did you hear any
chef dying.
Sleepy Joe? You hear any Sleepy Joe jokes?
No, I don't think so.
Was he relevant, tech stuff, since you have all
He
the
is
strong
relevant. So
answers?
you do have a point there.
I have a very strong point. It's not
Very
just a
strong.
random point, it's a
But
strong point.
there's history between you two. Like Jimmy Kimmel's known for doing like 5-minute monologues on his show just about you. So there's
No,
beef.
he's got Trump derangement syndrome. He's obsessed and he's a sad person. And he was failing like a dog. He was failing like a dog last night. I'll tell you, Ryan Goth Kid really saved him with that. I did enjoy that.
The Barbie song he did?
I'm Just Ken.
I
It
don't
was
know. I
very
didn't see it.
inspirational. It's a strong man. It's actually a very strong men's rights anthem. I think Roy Den Hollander was looking down from heaven, probably applauding. Had a strong, you know, because everything's always women's empowerment. What about men? What about men and their power? Nobody cares about that. What about whites and their power? So I thought it
Think
was very
people have cared
strong.
about that for a long time.
Not enough, though.
So yeah, beef with Kimmel. I guess that will definitely never be solved. No one's gonna apologize to anyone on that one. Were you surprised
Well, I
of
wouldn't be so sure because I think when he's lined up at the firing squad in 2025, he might just say to himself,